This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
This is the home of the binary trigger. This is the home of the Reformation line, the home of Providence. In addition just to the highest quality of manufacturing and AR-15s you can find, check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, I have many stories to tell you today. Mainly, well, let's start with this one because this one was interesting. I went to Ace Firearms today to get a holster that Roger Ward had to finish off for me, and it's the one for the gun, the primary gun that I'm going to use at the RDS class at Sentinel Concepts in about 2 weeks, I guess. And on my way back, my son went with me to film, my eldest son. And when we on our way back, we stopped at a coffee shop and we're sitting there. And while I'm sitting there with this, you know, this 32-year-old man that is my eldest son, I get a notification from Facebook from a group that, like me, was in 154 Mechanized Infantry in Germany in Warner Barracks in Bamberg, what was then West Germany. And in it, they show the hospital my son was born in. So I got to thinking about the past. It remains to be seen if the latest incarnation of Rambo is going to attract audiences. Most of those who will go to the movie theater are likely going to be unfamiliar with all the earlier incarnations of Stallone's Rambo films. First, I went to go see when it was brand spanking new. First Blood, 1982. It dealt, in a very exaggerated form, with the anger and resentment toward the returning vets from Vietnam. The left's intolerance for our military was as egregious then as it is now. For inexplicable reasons, the leftists loathe our first line of defense against our enemies, whom they always seem to revere or defend. So, for those of us who revere those who served, or those that we served with, who gave their lives to defeat communism, First Blood was welcome revenge porn, if you will. The young man being hunted by law enforcement was a good guy trained by our own government. And without any cause, he was deemed an enemy of the people, which, of course, he was not in any way, shape, or form. But he did know how to defend himself, and he had a particular set of skills. There were several other Rambo films over the years, five of them. Some of them, well, they were not very good, but despite their obvious fault that made them fodder for every film critic on the planet, each of the Rambo films had a clear good versus evil, right versus wrong sort of core message. Although you should never go see a Rambo film with a bunch of military members, because we will pull that sucker apart. If he's shooting a light anti-tank weapon, we're looking to see if his back blast area, you know, that kind of, you get what I'm saying. So, Stallone, of course, could, I, you know, if you think he was ever a Shakespearean thespian, well, maybe you need to go watch a few more movies. But that did not matter any more than it did in the Rocky films. This was a tough kid from the streets who was driven by a gratitude for life and a will to be relevant. And he was and is. So this current manifestation of the Rambo character is predictable by any film critic's dismissive standard. They will delight in trashing it. It is about as derivative as can be. It borrows from previous films like Taken, Equalizer 1 and 2, even the recent Angel Has Fallen, and numerous episodes of Law and Order SVU. But as in all the Rambo films, there is no wondering about who is good and who's not. But, and don't get me wrong, Stallone is a gun grabber. Okay? Stallone is a gun grabber. But inadvertently, he does these things that, you know, go the other way. You know, he does things that you and I would do. So this film provides an education of a sort. The drug lords of Mexico do kidnap, drug, rape, and traffic young girls. They do it to many thousands of victimized young girls snatched from their home villages, never to be returned. Until Trump became president, nobody cared about this. Obama encouraged Mexican and Central American parents to send their children here, perilously perched on the top of trains, unaccompanied, only to be ravaged on the journey. These children's parents put them on the train. Some gave the little girls birth control pills, knowing full well what the journey was going, you know, what was going to be happening during the journey. The left claims that such actions are desperation for these children to have a better life in the United States. And that is absolute positive nonsense. These parents are virtually selling their own children into slavery or renting them to coyotes because entrance into the U.S. is easier when one has young children. Now, as gruesome and violent as this new Rambo film is, its portrayal of how the drug cartels operate in Mexico is authentic. The thousands of young girls who are captured to be trafficked for sex often end up dead. Democrats in Congress know this, as well as the people who made this film, but they're perfectly willing to sacrifice all those children rather than work with Trump to secure the border. So what, by their intransience, are they perpetrating? Exactly what is depicted in Rambo Last Blood? Not until Sessions became Attorney General did anyone do anything about this, and Sessions may have fallen down on the job with regard to the Russia hoax, but he took combating the trafficking of young children for sex seriously, and many hundreds of sex traffickers were arrested. Obama knew all about it and ignored it completely. He looked the other way. Obama was all about appeasement. He didn't like ruffling the feathers of our enemies or friends. He liked our enemies more than he liked all of our allies. Our left today has continued his campaign of open borders in the service of permanently altering the demographics of America for their totalitarian end product. And the ultimate consequence for our capitulation to the drug cartels is a tragedy of yet unknown consequences. But what we do know is catastrophic. Thousands of American citizens have been murdered by illegal aliens. Hundreds of thousands have died due to the fentanyl imported from China through Mexico. And the left doesn't care. They protect the criminals in their sanctuary cities. The American left today sanctions all manners of crimes, including murder, as tolerable if committed by illegal migrants. You can't have a plastic straw, but illegals have carte blanche to kill us, even if we hand out our needles to them by the tens of thousands, which are then disposed of on our streets. Mixed in with the excrement, you know. And except for Trump trying to push this around and head the other way, that's where we are today. So, as unoriginal as the formula of Rambo Last Blood is, it tells a true story today. So exactly what is depicted in this film as to what goes on in Mexico is the absolute truth. No one but the good guys on this side of the border cares. ICE and our Border Patrol, which is why the border must be secured. And everybody should see this film, knowing that it makes no attempt at being politically correct, nor does it seek critical acclaim or awards of any kind. This tells the truth of how the cartels control Mexico and how they spread their inhumanity for their part of their world to ours. It is a vicious, brutal, grim story. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin Armory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. That break, I walked right into that break. This is one last thing. This past weekend, I got up at Saturday morning, set up the Gun Owners News Hour podcast, and uploaded that. And I'm sitting there enjoying my first cup of coffee and my dog, which my dog loves me unconditionally, decided he was going to come and love me some more and hit my table that has my, I have a little TV tray that I, when I'm sitting at the couch trying to shake the cobwebs loose and I'm looking at everything, hit the tray that held the both the MacBook Pro and the cup of coffee on it. One destroyed MacBook Pro later. I have another one now. It was insured. I just haven't finished it up. I didn't have my counter on the clock thing. It's horrible. Horrible. Anyway, it is extremely hard for sane people to understand how we have gotten to where we are today, culturally and politically. We have men claiming to be women that are allowed in women's bathrooms and locker rooms. We're informed that there are 60, 70, or 112 different genders, but that men and women are virtually the same at the same time, right? Right. For years, there have been gay pride parades across the country, and that are in many cases sanctioned by cities and businesses and even police forces, among other entities. Yet recently, the only straight pride parade of which I'm aware was the subject of great controversy, with a few progressives labeling it obscene. Christian religious organizations are being designated as hate groups by leftist bodies like the Southern Poverty Law Center. And in a few cases, priests and pastors have been threatened with jail time for reciting verses from the Bible. If you misgender someone, that can cost you your job. Denver has legalized the use of magic or psychedelic mushrooms, and now we have serious Democratic presidential candidates proposing truly crazy socialist plans that would bankrupt their own country, collapse the world's economy, and subject U.S. citizens to even more government control. 1984 couldn't happen in 1984 because Reagan was in office, but ironically, it could arrive in 2020 or shortly thereafter, albeit nearly four decades later. And the saddest irony, and the real tragedy, is that the left's arguments are so easily defeated if only conservatives and a classic liberal would stand up and fight. Like, to wit, men and women aren't the same. If there were no differences between men and women, well, there wouldn't be any men and women. Or women can do whatever they want with their own body. No, they can't. Neither can men. First of all, abortion is taking the life of a different person. But leaving that aside, a woman can't drive 75 miles an hour in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. Neither can a man. Nobody has a right to, use the restroom on Nancy Pelosi's shoes or club baby seals over the head or drive drunk or rob a convenience store. And speaking of which, a 15-year-old girl can't buy a pack of cigarettes from said convenience store, but can abort her child. And in the first instance, her parents may well be called, and the latter, not so much. Progressives say that trans folks aren't comfortable and don't feel safe if they can't use the bathrooms and the locker rooms of the sex with which they purport to identify. So it's okay to make the other 99% of the people uncomfortable and concerned for their safety. Repealing the Second Amendment and or enacting stricter gun control laws does nothing but ensure that law-abiding citizens are disarmed and unable to defend themselves and their loved ones, and that criminals, who by definition don't obey laws, they're safe, they're comfortable, they're unopposed. And Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and Chicago have some of the strictest gun control laws in the nation, and they are at the top of the food chain when it comes to violence. End of story. The government couldn't make a moral person shoot someone without reason, nor can it prevent a bad or mentally ill person from doing so. So disarming the former strips them of their natural right to life that was granted to them by the Creator, while encouraging the latter in their unjust pursuits. My, how the times have changed. Let me give you some good bad. Bad is smoking cigarettes. Good is smoking pot. Bad is HIV/AIDS. Good is homosexuality. You get the contrast on that one? Bad is Christopher Columbus. Good is Elizabeth Warren, a.k.a. Pocahontas. Bad is bigger people. Good is bigger government. Bad is making money. Good is taking money or taxation of the wealthy. Bad is loss of glaciers. Good is the loss of character. Bad is intolerance. Good is intolerance of those deemed intolerant by the left. Bad is discrimination against minority. Good is discrimination against majorities. Bad is an invasive species. Good is an illegal alien. I honestly expect Beto or, you know, anybody else on the clown car to simply propose that everything that was illegal in 1970 should now be made legal. And everything that was legal should now be made illegal. But here's the truth. The truth doesn't care about our feelings. Some things just are. The universe is not a random collection of things that doesn't matter. You can't render the truth illegal without sentencing yourself to the dark age. I mean, some of these good, bad things, when you look at these good, bad things, bad is HIV/AIDS, good is homosexuality. I assign, and this is the thing, for people like me, I don't assign any of these things good or bad. There's some things I'm against. I'm against taking money and taxation of wealth, okay? I'm against bigger government. Smoking pot and homosexuality, I don't know how you regulate that one. I suspect most don't either. Intolerance of those deemed intolerant by the left, that's not going to fly, you idiots. That's just not going to fly. So, you guys can get out there and call for all the stuff that you want. That does not mean it's going to happen anytime soon. That is not what it means at all. But you get that, don't you? And I know you have to disarm us in order to get us that way. That's your biggest hurdle, when you're not going to be able to leap. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump delivers remarks at the UN Nations event on religious freedom. Publisher of the Western Journal, Floyd Brown, says the president made history.
President Trump was the first president in American history to go to the United Nations and declare religious freedom a number one issue for himself and for the UN. It was a fascinating meeting. We heard from a number of people, one whose father was in prison in China, another who just got out of prison in China for being a Christian and has come to the United States.
Michigan's Attorney General is announcing six felony charges against a city clerk, Democrat Sharika Hawkins, in connection to voter fraud. Speaking in Detroit, Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says the charges come after unauthorized and inaccurate changes were made to the list of voters who cast absentee ballots. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. In 12 years, we're all going to be dead. An unstoppable force is going to wipe out all of humanity, most of the animals, and a good smattering of the cockroaches. It's not climate change. It's the smugness of the true believers. The brainwashed masses of millennials who will one day be in positions to implement the absolute bat feces crazy ideas they are espousing today. Everyone won't literally be dead. They'll just wish they were. The climate strike is on. Anybody, did any of you call into work yet? How much of your weekend was spent in a drum circle with the shower challenged? Did you participate in any good chants? If you're a normal person, the odds are you haven't. But we aren't dealing with normal people here. The leadership of the climate cult is made up of adults who privately know better, and children manipulated by people they're supposed to be able to trust. What does that sound like to you? See, this is an educational moment, because once again we have something on display. This is exactly the way the March for Our Lives began. Out of Parkland. Children being manipulated by adults. Now, the climate changers are all, I mean, these are the doomsday sayers, but they have to continuously move the goalpost. There have always been people who predict doom and gloom. And there have always been people who will believe them. But if one of the leaders of these cults says the world will come to an end Sunday night at midnight, come Monday morning, that person is going to have lots of splaining to do, aren't they? After having the men castrate themselves, the Heaven's Gate cult leader at least had the sense to get everyone to commit suicide. It helped avoid awkward conversations with a bunch of eunuchs the day after they discovered there wasn't a spaceship behind the Hale-Bopp comet. The current crop of climate cultists learned this lesson as well. After 50 years of making 10-year, we're all going to die unless predictions, they changed everything. They now make 100-year predictions, which is much smarter from a strategic perspective. 10-year game means a lot of people who heard you swear X would happen in 10 years if you didn't get your way will still be alive to notice that the sky didn't fall. And it's hard to maintain a following when your central claim has obviously proven false. Now, what does that sound like again? Isn't this what happens every time we used to hear about concealed carry, or especially now constitutional carry, which they will say, there's going to be blood in the streets, everybody's going to die. Except, you know, 14, 15 times, that's been proven it's not going to happen. Continue to pay attention, please. The beauty of moving the length of time to 100 years isn't that it can't be proven, it's that it can't be disproven. So, people, especially when times are good, have difficulty accepting that they don't have any real problems. Some people need for something to be wrong. They crave it. And it's due to, in large part, how easy we have it compared to every other point in history. We don't have to fight every day for just enough food to survive. Also, we could do it again tomorrow. We're fat, we have refrigerators and air conditioning and heat, and can be on the other side of the planet in less than a day. We also all have access to the accumulated knowledge of our species in our pockets. You'd think that these developments would make us smarter, but it hasn't. The leftists have gotten smarter about strategy, at least. The 10 years we're dead mantra may not work on adults anymore, but it works great on kids. They've adopted the tobacco company model, hook them while they're young. So having lost in the fight to convince thinking adults who remember the last 50 years, they've dug their claws into the children. When teachers and politicians, who children are told to trust, and should be able to, tell them their lives are doomed to suffering or extinction, well, they're a much easier audience to convince. Those kids are getting older now and becoming old enough to vote, and soon they'll be old enough to vote for themselves. They have no memory of the Cold War. They weren't even taught about it and the horrors of collectivism. There wasn't time after the addition of proper pronoun usage and grievance studies classes. Not having heard them before makes them the perfect audience for the left's greatest hit. Repetition from positions of trust did the rest. Many kids are terrified their lives will never really come to fruition, that it'll all be over by the time they're old enough to enjoy it. They're being robbed of their childhood in front of the whole world, being exploited as emotional blackmail to pressure their parents to accept the will of the left. Before it was climate change, it was global warming, and the policy solutions were the same. Before it was global warming, it was global cooling, and the policy solutions were the same. Before they used the weather to scare people, the same policy solutions were being pushed by progressives. The idea of man-caused climate change is a delivery device, not a crisis. But kids aren't taught history. They aren't conditioned to be questioned, to observe. They are children of the corn, brainwashed to obey much sooner than 12 years. They'll start being elected to Congress. And if they don't wise up soon, it'll be enough to make everyone wish they were right, after all. Climate change is a whole lot like gun control. This is the reason in gun control they come up with phrases like assault weapon, gun violence, active shooter. They take, they either make up things like assault weapon. That's a made-up phrase. That's a political phrase. Or they make up just whole categories of things. They have fully semi-automatic weapons. It's absolutely absurd, the stuff they come up with. And it's a little on the crazy side, if you want to be honest with you. But I don't care about the crazy side. What I care about is the lies that they're telling them. And it's across the spectrum. It's everything is a lie. Everything is a lie. The Medicare for All that it would save people money is a lie. Climate change is a lie. Gun control is a lie. The problem with gun control is that gun control is the lie that it enables if we were to give in to it. And see, this is the thing. They know they can't force any of this on us. We have to want to do it. And unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of people that come after us that are going to want to do it because they don't remember what we had to do to get here because they weren't here. They don't remember it. My sons, my 30-year-old sons, they have an inkling, but their children won't. Their children will not. So, pay attention. It's the same template. Gun control. Everything on the left is the same template. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey. He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Okay. I don't want anybody to go through what I went through. And this is my plea to you, which I don't think I've ever done this before. I like smoking cigarettes. I thoroughly enjoyed every cigarette I smoked. Unfortunately, it took me to the brink of death. And now I can't even vape. Okay? My lungs are just that compromised. In the medical field, they call it a deficit. I have asthma now. I didn't start smoking cigarettes until I was in my 40s. So I went, it wasn't until I got into my 40s that I guess I went stupid and I started smoking cigarettes. But I did enjoy it. And I would do anything for people not to smoke cigarettes. Not because I didn't enjoy them. I enjoyed them all too much. But unless you're wishing for an early death or a very complicated later life, better not done is all I'm going to say. Now, over the past few weeks, the fake stream news media and a bunch of ignorant, always meddling politicians have shamefully perpetrated this myth that vaping is responsible for more than 500 hospitalizations and 7 deaths. This is completely false, and it's misleading, and it's disgraceful that they're doing this. They go on to state that the CDC says, based on initial data we know, most patients have reported a history of using e-cigarette products containing THC, which is that's the ingredient in marijuana that gets you high. And here's the crux of the matter, which the media has completely downplayed and ignored. The vast majority, if not all, of the recent hospitalizations are due to people consuming unsafe and illegal substances with a completely safe and legal vaping device. Do you understand? People have found out a way to make liquid THC, to make liquid marijuana. So, in essence, the scandalous fake stream news media is driving a completely false narrative that legal vape pods are the sole cause of these health problems. What a shocker that they would do that. But as far as we know, okay, almost every case to date has involved illegal black market or homemade vape pods containing who knows what, not the commonplace legal pods one can purchase at a convenience store and vape stores. Most people don't even use these pods anymore. Most of them actually use fluid and use something they can repeatedly smoke or vape, if you will. And, okay, vape. How does it work? Vaping devices are unlike far more harmful combustible tobacco cigarettes. Do not contain tobacco. They do not contain any other of the other chemicals proven to cause cancer. According to the FDA, these products use an e-liquid that may contain nicotine, as well as varying compositions of flavorings, propylene glycol, vegetable glycerin, and other ingredients. The liquid is heated to create an aerosol that the user inhales. But the fake stream news media and the mindless politicians have declared war on vaping. And this is incredibly stupid and dangerous. This could drive thousands of adults to abandon vaping and return to far more harmful and deadly tobacco cigarettes. A lot of people use vaping to get off of cigarettes. Even worse, untold numbers of teenagers and preteens are likely to begin vaping because it has been stigmatized as dangerous by authorities. And in case you're unaware, when you tell a teenager not to do something because it is dangerous, you just made it cool. So, now, although it seems counterintuitive, if we actually wanted to reduce youth vaping rates, it would probably be better for more authorities to tout vaping as safe. Now, like I said, I'm a former heavy smoker. I quit cigarettes because I had a heart attack. I mean, when I say I quit because I had a heart attack, I quit the night I had the heart attack. I had a cigarette, I had dinner, I had a heart attack. Okay? I know exactly what it works like, what it is to be addicted to nicotine. I wish vaping had existed when I was, you know, thinking about the. I started with cigars and I moved to cigarettes. What can I say? But legal vaping actually has a health benefit. Maybe not so much a benefit. You know, back in the old days, they used to say more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette out there because of its vitamin C. I was back in the good old days, too. But the fake news media and the foolish politicians are doing us all a major disservice by unfairly portraying legal vaping as a potentially dangerous or life-threatening habit. Sort of like legal gun ownership, wouldn't you say? Like the gun argument, what they're saying about vaping is utterly untrue. And the authority figures that are doing this know better. So banning flavors and other misguided legislation is going to do nothing to reduce the unfortunate cases tied to the vaping of illegal substances. And unfortunately, idiotic flavor bans like those recently undertaken in Michigan and New York are nothing more than a feel-good pseudo-solution that will do much more harm than good. Maybe they'll make a menthol. Maybe you can only have menthol and nothing. You can have nothing as a flavor. And then you're going to try menthol. And I've tried the menthol vape. before I had the heart attack. And the menthol vape is okay, but it's not nearly as good as a menthol cigarette. See what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? It's almost like they've seen the deficit. You know, they tax cigarettes very heavily. And it's almost like, and it's been actually smoking has been stigmatized enough to where a lot of people don't smoke anymore. So, and maybe stigmatized is not the proper word I should use. Smoking has been exposed for the health issue that it is, and a lot of people have given it up, which is good. Longevity, right? But at the same time, they tax it a lot, and with that going down, that loss of tax revenue, a lot of these politicians are like, I don't know what they're thinking. I'm just wondering why we would take a bunch of our nation's youth, who we've already told they're going to die in 12 years anyway. We've already told them they're going to die in 12 years. We've also told them that you may be a boy, but you don't have to be. And they've got all this other stuff going on. The one thing they've got going on for them that they can do without having to worry about age limits currently, as far as I know, I don't know. I don't vape. But that's being taken from them, too. So they get to live with this world this way, I guess, huh? Oh, you crazy leftists. You just about blown us up, haven't you? We're about to head to hour number two. When we get back, we're going to be speaking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Get the weekly recap. I think he was at GRPC, too, so we'll hear about that as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.